You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite stories that I've shared with you before is about the pastor who made an unannounced call upon one of his prisoners. And it was in the afternoon, and so the mother and the little three-year-old son were home. And so when the pastor came in, the mother wanted to make a good impression upon her pastor. And so she wanted her little one to go get the Bible for her. So she said, "Honey, go get that big book that mommy reads all the time." And little boy runs and comes back proudly carrying the Sears and Roebuck catalog. Catholics have a reputation not being all that familiar with the Bible. There maybe is some truth to that. But again, we know the Scriptures are an important part of our faith. And that's why we read from the Scriptures each and every Sunday when we gather for the Eucharist. I'm sure that for most of us, if anyone asked us, what's the first book in the Bible, we would all readily reply, the book of Genesis. But if someone asked us, what's the very last book in the Bible, we might pause a second before giving our response. This last book of the Bible is the book that we've been reading from every Sunday during our Easter season for the second reading. During the Easter season, we do not read from the Old Testament, only from the New Testament. So the first reading on Sunday is always in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and the second reading during this Easter season, Cycle C, has always been from that last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation was written around the year 90 AD. The book is filled with metaphors and images and visions written by John, telling us what the resurrection of Christ means for all people. Today's passage, we hear John say that he had a vision, and he heard God say, "I make all things new, a new heaven and a new earth." Again, it's in the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, that we read about God creating the heavens and the earth. And so God is interested in renewing not just heaven, but earth as well. Sometimes it can be easy for us to fall into that fallacious thinking that even though we want to keep our sights focused on heaven, we also must be focused upon the earth. This past Friday, April the 22nd, was Earth Day. And our Holy Father, Pope Francis, in his recent encyclical, has told us the importance that all of us work together to take care of our common home, the Mother Earth. And so again, God wants to make all things new, heaven and earth. And so we are called to be part of making all things new. We are told by Jesus himself in today's gospel that he gives us a new commandment that will make all things new, that if we love one another as our God has loved us. Sometimes we forget how much God loves us. And again, John in the book of Revelation uses that image of a bride who's adorned for her husband, this metaphor, this image of a husband and wife of marriage, an image of God who wants to have an intimate relationship with each one of us, just as husband and wife have an intimate relationship. And sometimes we forget that we have to have that intimate personal relationship with our God, that no one else can do that for us. And again, it's in that intimate relationship that all things are made new for us. Because during this season of Easter, we're reminded that because Christ is risen from the dead, nothing remains the same. All things can be made anew. Again, John says he has a vision. There'll be no more death or mourning or wailing or pain. But again, we might ask ourselves, that does not seem to be the case. But again, the good news is that we must remember that Jesus entered fully into our suffering and pain by his death on the cross and assures us in the midst of our sadness, pain, suffering, or mourning, He is there with us. And because He is with us, we need not be afraid. And then in the end, the good will always prevail over evil. And that's the good news that we must constantly remember, that makes our lives new and helps us to make all things new on heaven and earth. We read in the scriptures, as we're reminded in today's passage, the book of the Acts of the Apostles, that they are to know us by our love. The disciples went from place to place and were willing to face oppression, persecution, and ridicule for proclaiming the good news of Christ's resurrection. They refused to stop in spite of all the threats. And because they were willing to put the gospel before themselves, they made all things new as the church began to grow and spread. And so too in our lives, a life of selfless love will change things, for it is the most powerful force in our world. And so people are to know us by the way that we love one another and the way that our God has first loved us. I recently read a story about Sing Sing Prison in northern New York, considered one of the worst places for prisoners to be. But back in the 1920s and 1930s, there was a warden there whose wife, her name was Catherine, and she took a personal interest in all the prisoners and began to treat them like human beings. She found one prisoner who was blind. She taught him Braille. Another prisoner was mute. She learned sign language so that she could communicate with him. When the prisoners would have an activity or a basketball game or a baseball game, she was there with her three children to cheer them on. All the prisoners knew that she cared about them. Then suddenly she lost her life in an automobile accident. When the prisoners heard the news, they all gathered at the prison gate, tears in their eyes. The temporary warden who had come in to take care of things walked by and saw the expressions on their face of great loss. He went up to the gate and said, "Look, she is being waked just 3/4 of a mile here. I'm going to open this gate, and you are all free to go there. Be back before nightfall." And so without being accompanied by any guards, they all went to the place of the wake and came back by nightfall without exception. Remind us the power that this selfless love can have to transform people, to change people, and to make all things new. We know that we live in a world where you always need an ID card, a photo ID. This is our photo ID as disciples of the Lord Jesus, that we are to be the face of Jesus present to others through a life of selfless love. And when we are the face of Jesus to others, then we proclaim the good news like the disciples did, as we read today in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and that we will be able to help make all things new as God has called us to do, so that through our lives of discipleship, others too will come to know and follow Jesus. For Jesus is not just to be admired, but He is to be imitated. And when we imitate His selfless love, then by our lives we proclaim to all the world that God is good.
All the time.
All the time.